I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado's annual legislative session may be in recess, but interim committees are still meeting and wrapping up their work. One group studied county prison overcrowding and the cost of housing inmates. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Representative Daphne Michelson-Janay says one major concern is the state isn't properly compensating every county for the true cost.
The number that we come up with is relatively arbitrary.
She also notes that some people spend a lot more time behind bars than necessary, just waiting to even get a bail hearing.
Because it's hard to get justices out to some of the rural areas.
She suggests creating something similar to telemedicine, but for judges, to be able to do some hearings remotely. The bipartisan committee is discussing multiple ideas before proposing legislation. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Last month, the El Paso County Sheriff's Office said the jail here is at a critical point, with an inmate population at the time of nearly 1,800. A third public meeting for the Strawberry Hills Master Plan takes place tonight. It seeks input on the creation of multi-use trails in the parcel of land in North Cheyenne Canyon. Previous meetings addressed topics including trail maintenance, erosion, and the nearly 9-acre building envelope. The Broadmoor acquired the land in a controversial exchange with Colorado Springs, approved by City Council last year. The meeting takes place today at 5 at Cheyenne Mountain High School. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.